So first thing is, I heard your song "The Fire," and really thought your vocals were great. Love the guitar. Love the drums. What made you guys become a rock band? I mean, pop is almost taking over. Rock and roll is sort of like in the background these days.
I mean, I've always loved rock and roll. I've always really kind of identified with it. I've loved everything about it. I loved the authenticity of it. So when I was, you know, writing the songs for this, or even when I first started the band, it never occurred to me to do pop because I just, you know, like, I like listening to it. Like, I like all music, but it's not something that resonated with me. And even, like, you know, because I've played covers in the past and things like that, I don't enjoy doing it. It doesn't give me that, you know, that rush that I get when I play rock and roll. I don't feel it's real.
No, I get it. I mean, I love going to rock shows. I'm not really a pop guy per se, so I do understand it. I heard your rendition of "Spirit in the Sky," and I thought it was really good. But that's a song. Like, I'm a 55-year-old guy. That predates me, so this is a pretty old song. But it is, you know, it's well known. What made you just choose that one?
It's actually a really funny story. So, since I was a really little girl, like, I think since I was, like, 2 or 3, I always knew that I wanted to be, like, in a band and playing music. I just always knew that that's what I wanted to do, and I used to sing a lot. And my mum and I, like, we drive lots in Australia. It's different from being in the USA, like, especially over in California. People think a 20-minute drive is, like, the longest time ever, whereas at home, sometimes we drive, like, 4 or 5 hours to go somewhere. It's not a big deal.
Right.
So we'd always go on road trips, and I think I was about 10, and we had the, I think that movie Remember the Titans came out.
Yep.
And so that song is on that soundtrack. And it was like my mom's favorite soundtrack. So we put, and that was my favorite song on the soundtrack just because of that guitar riff. It's just such a cool guitar riff. And I would always say to my mom, well, I was like, oh, you should record a cover of this when you, you know, and like put it on the radio someday. You know, I'm only a little kid. I'm like, no, I don't care. So it's like, you know, I was like, yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to make that song. And then, you know, we were doing a cover for Christmas, and like, I love Christmas, but I hate Christmas music. Like, I want to throw myself out of a window when I hear Christmas music.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I don't want to do a friggin', you know, and it just dates it, and then we can't use it. I was like, why don't we do "Spirit in the Sky"? I was like, it's a badass song. Everybody knows it, and it's, you know, it's got the whole "Spirit in the Sky" thing, so you can kind of stretch it to be Christmassy because you know they're singing about God. And that's what Christmas is supposed to be about. So I think that would work. And they agreed with me. So it's kind of...
It's a good story.
I
like it. So what made you come to the States? Like, you're from Australia. What made you come here?
So I was in another band in Australia. And I'd been doing that project since I was, like, maybe 13 or 14. And I kind of... It was like the end of 2013, and I got an email from this company, an A&R company, who invited me to come to the United States and, like, just see what they could do. And so they wanted me over there. They sent me this email on, like, the 10th of December in 2013. They wanted me here by January 1st, 2014. So I kind of, like, packed up my bags, didn't really know what was going to happen, got there, and they were like, you know, the band that you're in is cool and everything, but it was kind of like, it was a bit dated, and it was, you know, it wasn't anything professional, and it's just different. So I kind of brainstormed and came up with Eagle Walks. I got with some producers and, you know, tried to change the sound a little bit, like the way we'd been recording. We did this music showcase at this event in Hollywood, and it went really well, and I just kind of never left. I was only meant to be here for like 6 months, and now it's like 5.5 years later.
Wow, that's kind of interesting. So you've been here for a while. We look at Australia and we don't understand Vegemite. We don't know why humans eat it. What's the one food here that you don't understand why Americans eat it?
Oh, God. I don't get the chicken and waffles thing. I just don't get it. I don't understand, like, the maple syrup on the chicken. Like, I just, that stuff. And I'm just like, really?
Yeah.
Oh, and the candied yams at Thanksgiving just blow my mind. I'm like, this is fucking disgusting.
That's really funny. Yeah, I guess there's some differences there. So you're getting ready to go out on tour. What's the hope for that? Just to get widespread success? Just to get some people talking about you? What's the hope?
Well, we haven't been on tour since 2015. We were back in 2015, you know, we hit Europe, we did West Coast USA, we did Australia twice, and right after that we got signed by quite a big manager. So we've been in artist development and we haven't toured and we've just been working. So we really just want to get back out on the road so we can, you know, meet the new people that have been listening to our music and just kind of, you know, you can't, if you're only just playing in LA, you can't really do very much. Well, I mean, right. LA's a fantastic city, but you've got to get out. So, you know, we just want to, like, get out more and just, you know, see everyone, I guess.
Now, you have a pretty big booming voice. Do you think out on tour, if you're playing, like, outdoor venues, it'll still have the same effect?
I hope so. Like, if the person doing audio is doing, you know, right by the sound system, it should be fine. I think, like, I don't think my voice too, like, I've played outdoor festivals before, and okay. It hasn't really, I mean, obviously being open air, that'll change the acoustics a little bit, maybe thin it out, but they always have such great sound systems, I think it'll be fine.
Now, I want to say about a month ago, I saw Hailstorm, and I kind of wonder if you've heard them, what you think of them. I mean, there's some bands now that have some female front singers that are really starting to break through, and maybe you'll be the next one.
That would be awesome. I actually really like Hailstorm. I think I heard them for the first time singing, like, Love Bites a few years ago. Mm-hmm. And then I heard their cover album, like, I love Lizzie Hale. I just think they're just fucking badasses, and they work so hard. So I would hope that maybe, I love the fact that they're really helping, like, the bands with the females in front. They've kind of, you know, helped even out the playing field a little bit. So we cross fingers. But yeah, I love Hailstorm.
So I saw that AC/DC and Black Sabbath are two of the bands that that you guys cited that are influences. I get AC/DC. I get the whole connection, everything. Now, Black Sabbath, like, that's a whole different thing. Like, were your parents playing Black Sabbath? Like, where did you hear Black Sabbath?
I play guitar as well. Like, I keep it on the down. Like, with my old band, I used to play on stage, but this band, I keep it pretty low-key, so people really just don't know. So I actually heard Black Sabbath. I heard Paranoid for the first time on this Monsters of Rock tour CD that I found lying around the house somewhere. And I was like, this song's amazing! And I just was, like, obsessed. And then I was, like, maybe 9 or 10. So then I heard, like, War Pigs and the rest of them. Like, oh, this is a bit creepy. I don't know about this. And then I started playing guitar when I was 10. And then I understood. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, they're pretty legendary, and they definitely are a fun band to see live. And is that what you guys are? You're a fun band to see live. You'll do some covers. You'll do your heavy stuff. Like, what's the agenda generally like when you guys are out on tour?
When we play live, like, we live to play live. Like, obviously it's necessary to go into the studio and record new music, but we all live and breathe for playing live. So when we play a live show, we want it to feel like people have been punched in the face, but in mm-hmm. a good way. Mm-hmm. Like, it's very frenetic, it's super energetic, and we try and only play songs that we know is going to really keep the energy up. Like, we have a ballad or two, we just don't play them when we play live, because it just, you know, it brings the energy down for us. And we like to interact with our fans. We like to throw in a few covers here and there. You know, like, if I have the opportunity, if I have a wireless mic or whatever, I'll, like, go out onto the, you know, run out into the audience and jump on the bar. Like, you know, we just love interacting with the people that we're playing for, because it's all about them, really.
Yeah, I like live music because, again, music sort of changes as the crowd changes, as the sound changes. It's never really the same. So I guess you guys probably feel the same way, like when it changes, and probably the energy from city to city. You guys said you haven't really been east. I live near Philly, but I'm from New York, so those are two good places to play.
Yeah, I keep hearing how great, like, New York, Philly, everything, like, East Coast, even a lot of the Midwest, like, I'm really excited to get out there. Like, I really hope that we can hit as many places. I have been to Wichita, and I've spent time in Cincinnati, but I haven't played out there, so I haven't been as far east as Philly, though.
Okay, and I don't know if you're into sports, but this interview will also end up on my sports website because we have a music section. But lately, there's been an influx of Australian football and rugby players in the NFL, and I wonder if that's caught your eye. Do you care about the NFL or any sport in America?
I'm very interested about sport in America. Like, I love the Australians coming over. NFL confuses me because it is so different.
Yeah.
But I understand why the Australians are coming over, because I think you guys have people who play offense and then you have defense, and yeah. It's separate. Whereas in Australia, players do both. Like, there's no separate teams for offense and defense. It's just each player, like, yeah, we have our players that, like, attack and our players that defend, but sometimes our defenders can run up and they can score tries. So they're kind of got the both. I think that's why they're coming over, because they can kind of play wherever they get put. I really like hockey, because they're like, I don't know, I just think it's funny that they can just, like, beat each other up, and they're like, okay, just keep going until you fall down on the ice. I think that's kind of funny. Yeah, and I like basketball, too.
Okay, all right, that's interesting. Now, at a live show, there's always, like, a jerk that if you ask for a request, they'll say, like, Freebird or something, and I kind of wonder, like, if someone yells out, like, Men at Work, would you get mad, or would you actually play it?
You know what? I think if someone actually did yell out Men at Work, usually I get Wonderwall or something, and I usually try and circumvent it by getting in first and saying, no fucking Wonderwall. But, I think if someone called out something like that, I would, like, even if the guys didn't know it, I would at least sing a few lines, just because, okay, you know, that's pretty rad.
Okay, now I may be wrong, but I saw on your Instagram account you had a picture with a didgeridoo. Is that what you were holding there?
Oh, I don't think that's right.
Oh, okay. It was a long sort of instrument then. I don't know what it was. Any idea? No? Okay. What other...
I have no idea. Sorry.
That's okay. So you said you play guitar. Do you play any other instruments?
I play piano a little bit. Oh, that was a... I see the photo now. It's me sitting on some stairs. That's the railing.
Oh, that's the railing. Okay, got it.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like so confused. I had to go check.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, I play guitar. I play a bit of piano, although I'm hoping to get a little bit, like, I'm just kind of self-taught. I had a few lessons. I can read chords and just play, like, basically, but I'm going to try to get more stuck into that this year. I also play the flute, surprisingly.
Oh, okay. Have you gone out as a fan and see any of these, like, farewell tours, like Elton John or anybody like that recently?
Recently, I haven't. I think I saw AC/DC, but I saw them back when everyone was still alive and kicking.
Right.
I saw them in the 2009 tour that they did. I wanted to go see Black Sabbath, but I'm really scared that might not be happening. And I did go see Slayer on their farewell tour.
Oh, you did? Okay. So you do get out there once in a while. Is it good to see shows as a fan, just to sort of get the different perspective?
Oh, yeah. I actually, like, for shows in general, like, I've not farewell tours, but I go to like 3 or 4 shows a week. I love going and seeing shows. I go out and see local bands a lot. I go out and see, like, I'm always going to see local bands. I think the last big band I went to see was Bring Me the Horizon earlier this year at the Forum. I love going to see live music. It makes me really happy.
Okay. What's your favorite movie that you've seen this year, whether it's in a movie theater or on Netflix or some service?
Favorite movie I've seen this year. You know what? I really liked The Dirt. I thought it was really great. And I actually, because it came out on, like, a Friday, I think, and I was awake. Like, I don't go to bed early. I go to bed at, like, 2 a.m. usually. And I was like, hang on a minute. I was like, if it comes out on Friday, it's Thursday night now. I wonder, will it be on Netflix at midnight? So it was on Netflix at midnight, so I just jumped straight on.
That makes sense. Now, do you get your writing inspiration late at night? Do you wake up in the middle of the night with it? When does that usually hit you?
Honestly, that can happen anytime. Like, sometimes I'll wake up and I'll have a dream, or I'll have, like, lyrics in my head and I'll write them down. Sometimes I'll just be, like, playing my guitar and I'll have some stuff happen. Or sometimes I'll just be in a writing session and I'll be, you know, kind of feeling it out from there. It kind of just happens whenever it happens, and I'm hoping that I usually have a pen and paper to write it down.
Okay, so you do usually keep, like, a pen and paper close by?
Yeah.
Just for those situations? All right, well, yes. Listen, I appreciate you doing this.